Welcome to Awakening with AwareMore.com blogcast. I'm John. Today's topic is tyrannical deception and health. We are being victimized by a false reality psyop of unprecedented intensity. Previous pre-planned operations, such as the surprise demolition of buildings, orchestrated shooting and bombing drills, and other staged events with false narratives, have not affected the average person's life as much as the current medical drama. These methods of mass mind manipulation are used as prods in a problem-reaction-solution process of gradual implementation of the high-tech tyranny of the conglomerate empire. This is the title of an online book you can read at survivethechanges.com in the control section. As a major aspect of this, the medical establishment has brainwashed most of us with an incorrect germ theory model of infection from outside ourselves. Germs do not invade us and cause disease. They are symptoms of the universal disease, distress, which is due to toxins, malnourishment, stress, and anxiety and inactivity. This is understood by those who study natural health rather than the erroneous pharma medicine dogma. What few virus particles that may be picked up from others are not a cause of deadly illness. It is the quality of the body's terrain that influences health. Bacteria, viruses, and yeasts are activated by the body to clean up excessive toxic waste and the deteriorated cells caused by it. Their work is controlled by a healthy immune system, but many have immune disability due to interference by stress and toxins. Our health is weakened by the poor diet and lifestyle that has been presented as normal and promoted commercially. The toxic medical poisons prescribed for any health threat, from infection to cancer, and all the other public poisons and stressors, including geoengineering sprays, and especially electromagnetic fields. These things are described in more detail at publicpoisons.com and survivethechanges.com. We are all under stress from public poisons and frequencies. Several of these, if not all, are bioweapons developed to serve the elite agenda of reducing population and controlling those remaining. Social distancing, mask wearing, and business shutdowns are unnecessary added stressors. In fact, masks cause an unhealthy reduction of oxygen and recycling of your own carbon dioxide and wastes. These impositions are tools of conditioning to lead to acceptance of lessened liberty and technological alteration of our minds and bodies, especially with gene-modifying vaccinations. There is substantial evidence that SARS-CoV-2 has been bioengineered, including its variations. This may include nanobots, microscopic devices designed for biological and mental effects, as well as digital monitoring. It is expected such nanobots will be a feature of any vaccines that are now promoted, including flu shots, in addition to the other toxic metals, fetal cells, extraneous viruses, and other contaminants in them. The statistics show that the people most vulnerable to serious illness are smokers, the elderly, and others whose health has been compromised, especially those routinely exposed to poisons such as vaccines and harmful electromagnetic fields, including smart meters and 5G. With wireless cell phone and Wi-Fi transmissions, we are living in a more stressful, health-undermining, life-shortening environment than the already unhealthy circumstances of electrical wiring and appliances. Body systems such as enzyme activity, mineral bonds, cellular metabolism, and immune response are disturbed by electromagnetic radiation. The electronic stress makes us more vulnerable to the chemical poisons, infections, and degenerative diseases such as cancer, heart and circulatory disease, diabetes, and nervous system disorders. Smart meters and the 5G technology being rolled out and propagandized as beneficial are actually weapons for surveillance, mind control, and depopulation, as are fluoride, vaccinations, medications, and other public poisons. Frequencies can be directed to work with the nanobots and heavy metals to cause illness. Stress, toxins, inadequate nutrition, and inactivity cause distress of the organism, the real disease. The wisdom of the holistic natural health wellness principles, detoxify, nourish, relax, and exercise, can strengthen the immune system and restore health. We need to learn as much as we can about taking care of ourselves and to gather the resources to do so. The Natural Health Wellness Learning Module has been prepared for this purpose. You can find access to that at reallywell.com. Devices that neutralize electromagnetic fields are available for your electronic devices, your body, and your home environment, also at reallywell.com on the EMF page. At reallywell.com, we also have a powerful natural health formula of natural substances, including beta-glucans, colostrum, and mushrooms, that substantially strengthen the body's natural defenses, as well as chaparral laurea and an advanced silver, more effective than other silver, reaching deeper to counter excessive bacterial and viral activity. Additional help for the immune system includes antioxidants, oxygen, enzymes, oregano oil, minerals, and various probiotics, as well as superfoods like Northern Edge organically grown milled flaxseed, and fresh organically grown produce and pure water. AwareMore.com blogcast is presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Also, the Natural Health Wellness Learning Module and Survive the Changes and Poisons Learning Module can be found at ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. Thank you for listening to Be Aware More. Have a great day.